Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hey, guys. It is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello, friends. This is Steve Murphy. Welcome to another week of Star Forecasts. And today, Monday, the 27th of February, we're looking at the week ahead, right through until Friday and Saturday. And every Monday, I have a brand new forecast up for you to see how we're progressing throughout 2023. Let's get into it. Aries, from Monday the 27th of February, this week for you and next is calling on you to relax more. However, the days ahead are filled with conversation. This is going up until about Wednesday or Thursday, Aries friends. I think there's a lot of communication here, or you're networking, perhaps sorting out contracts, agreements, or just confirming details. There will be a change after the Thursday or Friday, but in the beginning of the week, it looks to me like you're making appointments with professional people or just sorting out agreements that were previously uncertain. A good week of getting organised. Good luck, Aries. Taurus, this week for you, as of Monday the 27th of February, you could be meeting new friends, acquaintances and associations. The start of the week, though, brings a connection with money, and again, you'll be getting organised. You may be a little bit emotional or certainly concerned about money here, whether you're getting enough money coming in. Are you strategising correctly here with your money, or are you seeking the right advice? Up until Wednesday, you're certainly organising matters concerned with your finances. But this week overall and next week is a good week to enjoy your friends and your associations. Good luck, Taurus. Gemini, this week for you, as of Monday, the 27th of February, with the happy moon in your sign until Wednesday, you should find things going your way. This is boosting your confidence. It's giving you a feel-good approach to most of your associations and your activities that you're doing up until midweek. And then from the second part of the week, you're looking at your finances. You're getting more organized here with your money. Your thoughts certainly turn towards finances right through until Saturday. Good luck, Gemini. Cancerians, you have great stars around you at the moment, happy stars, over several weeks, and you may find yourself being extra inspired in some way. This looks to be connected with anything to do of a spiritual manner, education, teaching, learning, wanting to do new courses. You may come across a teacher or somebody who's quite well-knowledged in a particular subject. You're certainly making contact with people that are in the know here. And there's a flow, a good flow of energy happening here over the next couple of weeks. At the start of the week, you may feel like you're a little bit worn out, so you could want to or may want to just pull back here, but certainly you'll get your energy back after Wednesday. Good luck, Cancerians. Leo, this week for you, as of Monday the 27th of February, by thinking outside the square, it allows you to develop ideas beyond the norm, but something bigger is calling you. And this week, it's also about enjoying your friendships. Certainly a bit of networking going on here. And if you're not trying or attempting to do this, Leo, don't be surprised if new people or even acquaintances come into your life. A very interesting week. It's a very powerful period for you. And with the sun in your eighth house of partnerships, There's certainly a few negotiations going on over the next 3 weeks. Good luck, Leo. Virgo, this week for you, as of Monday, the 27th of February, there's something very attractive about you at the moment. Others will be drawn to you and your energy, and there's plenty of conversation to keep you interested. I think at the beginning of the week, if you are working or you're certainly career-focused, something here revolves around your work. There's inspiration going on here. So whether there's colleagues or even bosses inspiring you, or you're on the internet and you're being driven here by inspiration, look out for these activities that are going on around you, Virgo. Certainly some interesting subjects in the air that are inspiring you and helping you evolve at the moment. With the sun in your seventh house of relationships, you can look forward to some admiration and plenty of activity around you that's going to spike conversation. An interesting period for you. Good luck, Virgo. Here's the stars for this week, starting Monday, the 27th of February. We're looking at you, Libra. Your day-to-day affairs should be filled with a sense of optimism at the moment. And dare I say, even your health and your outlook on life, there's a lift here that's happening in this area. So I wouldn't be surprised if you're seeking consultations with professional people, people that are in the know, or even people that are into alternative medicine. You're wanting to feel good. You're wanting to look good. And I would say there's some communication here with people in these sectors or industries that you could be looking up and making appointments with over the next few weeks. A nice cycle in this beginning part of the week. You may be seeking out also courses or studies or something to encourage you, to give you that spike in life. And it's encouraging you with meetings as well with other people. So plenty of activity, plenty of conversation here, but it's all about you being inspired at the moment, Librans. So look forward to this over the next couple of weeks. Good luck. Scorpio, this week for you, as of Monday, the 27th of February, life is a buffet of ideas and distractions. And you may be thinking what to choose next. There's a lot on the table here that's being presented to you, and even people in the background, some coming towards you. These are all people that are crossing your path, Scorpio, for a reason. But generally speaking, this is a very good period for you. One of the three top periods of the year for you, none better than the other. But you may have young minds around you that are inspiring you. Young ideas. They could be your children. They could be others that you know, children that are coming in around you. A slight educational interest here, but not really that focus. These are young ideas, young people with inspiration around you, or you, on the other hand, are looking to be inspired with young people. So there could be a team effort. Look out for young personalities and minds that are likely to entertain you at the moment, and it's going over several weeks. Good luck, Scorpio.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Sagittarius, the family and the home is where your heart is at the moment. Not period, not throughout the year, but at this particular moment it is. And you may be spending a lot of time just keeping things stable. The sun is in an area of your chart where you're wanting to focus on family or perhaps your home. Some of you may be even considering moving to small premises, wanting to downsize, or on the other hand, wanting to expand. So are there thoughts of real estate and developments in this area? Property, family, the home, the garden, all the things that make the home and the family what it is, these are on your plate at the moment. You start off the week with the moon in your seventh house of love, so partnerships are important this week for you. Only up until Wednesday, your mind will turn to sharing opportunities and wanting to develop your skills in some way from Wednesday through to Friday. But it's all about communication and teamwork, Sagittarius, towards the end of the week. A good period for you. Capricorn, this week for you as of Monday the 27th of February, contracts, agreements, arrangements and receipts. They may need confirmation and settlement. And if they're not yours, they could come through a family member or you could be helping somebody with these arrangements. That's just one part of your chart this week. The other part is lots of coming and going, to-ing and fro-ing. So don't rush anything this week, Capricorn. Take your time and plan this week and allow yourself plenty of time when you're visiting or communicating because you don't want to be in any rushed fashion. Check agreements, check contracts, check your filing cabinet of life just to make sure that everything is in order. The moon this week is in your sixth house of health and work, so you should find that you've got clear directions overall this week, and I feel it's a rather pleasant period for you as the week will move along quickly. Good luck, Capricorn. Aquarius, this week for you as of Monday the 27th of February, you could be sensing a relief is coming in some way. You're feeling a burden will soon clear away or lift off your shoulders. And you're probably right. There's fresh energy around you. The moon in the beginning of the week is in an area of your chart which is happy and progressive with children. So don't be surprised if there's extra communication in this particular area. You are focused primarily over the next few weeks on your money, Aquarians, and whether you're wanting to look at ways of building your bank account or getting more money coming in. Is the money that you're currently earning really helping you or rewarding you or giving you what you're worth? There's a raft of ideas here circulating around your finances over the next few weeks, and you're wanting to improve your monetary situation. Good luck, Aquarius. Pisces, good stars around you. We have very good luck around you with regards to your money. At the moment, the sun is also in your first house. It's giving you a boost to your energy. And you may be thinking about offloading things from your past in order to clear this new direction for you. You've got the sun in an area of your chart which is giving you a refresh, a new start to you and all of your concepts and ideas and your life generally around you. So there could be some people, I feel this has a female energy to it, could be male, but and these also could be people in your family that are supporting you, supporting this new direction that is around you. Again, there seems to be more involvement around you at the moment. This could have to do with social encounters or even you celebrating your birthday at the moment. And you may be feeling emotional over some family members. It's not a major priority, but it's all about love and attention coming towards you. The sun in your sign is giving you a renewal and a boost at the moment. And also good luck with your finances too over these next few months, Pisces. There are people and ideas circulating around you which could lift up your financial situation. Good luck. And that's the stars for this week, the last week of February. This is Steve Murphy. I'll leave you with my favourite saying as always, what you want, it wants you too. Bye now.